This reading is an excerpt from Exclusion and Embrace by Miroslav Volf. After I finished my lecture, Professor Jürgen Moltmann stood up and asked one of his typical questions, both concrete and penetrating. But can you embrace a Chetnik? It was the winter of 1993. For months now, the notorious Serbian fighters called Chetnik had been sowing desolation in my native country, herding people into concentration camps, raping women, burning down churches, and destroying cities. I just argued that we ought to embrace our enemies as God has embraced us in Christ. Can I embrace a Chetnik, the ultimate other, so to speak, the evil other? What would justify the embrace? Where would I draw the strength for it? What would it do to my identity as a human being and as a Croat? It took me a while to answer, though I immediately knew what I wanted to say. No, I cannot. But as a follower of Christ, I think I should be able to.